In terms of loan to value or down payment, we look at it a little bit different than other lenders. One of the things you ask, what's the down payment? We look at it slightly different. We look at it and say, what's our leverage? About 50% of the deals we do actually don't have a down payment at all.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Grit. I'm Neil Timmons. Hey, I've got Jack Miller here. He founded Gilt Financial in 1989. They're a unique firm. They provide both debt and equity serving the commercial markets. They do deals banks don't do. So I'm excited to get into this conversation because it's going to go a different direction here than you normally talk to when talking about raising money. Jack, how are you?
Excellent, Neil. I appreciate your time and I appreciate you talking on behalf of real estate investors. I love the profession. I love real estate investing. So I love guys like you who promote it all the time.
Yeah, no, wonderful. Well, I'm excited you're here. Well, we all have a different background. We all started a different place. Tell me, what was your first entry point into real estate at all?
I'm now 60. I started when I was about 17 or 18 buying real estate in the days of interest rates being 14, 15, and 16%.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've experienced the high rates and the low rates in the market.
What was your first entry point? What did you buy?
A property. I'll never forget the address. 127 Watkins Street in Philadelphia. It was a property in what's called Pennsport, Philadelphia. Paid $45,000 for it and got a loan from a bank. I think we borrowed like $30,000 at 15.75% interest. It's funny. We've done over 10,000 deals, 10,000, but 99.9% of them. I don't remember the addresses, but that address I'll always remember.
Yeah. You never forget your first. Yeah. No, that's great. Well, so bring me to the late 80s and your entry point into Gilt Financial. What was going on then that had you go that direction?
So I started Gilt in 1989. Gilt is a nationwide private lender and investor in real estate where we provide debt on commercial real estate, investment real estate, when banks don't want to do the deal. You know, there's a large segment of the population that either doesn't want to go to a bank because they don't have the time or they don't want to deal with the paperwork or doesn't have the time to go to the bank. And that's really the segment of the population that Gilt fills in. You know, self-understood, we're a non-bank lender. We're more expensive than a bank, but we're much faster. So give you an example, and this just so coincidentally happened last week. We got a deal in the door on a Monday. It was supposed to close. The guy was hard. It was actually on a Dollar General store. The current lender backed out. We closed the deal on a Friday. So we're moving very quickly. We're private. We don't have the regulations that banks do. So we can move quickly. We're entrepreneurial. And that's our segment in the market. And the same on the JV equity side. We talk to real estate investors all over the country who have fantastic real estate deals, but they just don't have the capital to use. So they come to us and we provide the capital. We work out a partnership for them. And where we come in, we focus on the deals sub 3 million. So we're doing deals from 250 to 3 million range. So we don't really, we're in between friends and family. If they can go to friends and family, they'll do that.
Yep.
But we're below institutional quality because of the dollar amounts.
We'll be right back in 2 minutes, but first a word from our sponsors. Need more leads? Who doesn't, right? Want access to the vacant home list, absentee owners, tax liens, pre-foreclosures that are all routinely updated? Well, you can get it all in one place. Batchleads.io. Batchleads gives you nationwide property search, nationwide buyer search, comparable home sales, quick filters, and hundreds of prospect filters to allow you to slice and dice it any which way you wish. Batch Leads is trusted by some of the nation's top real estate investors. And with plans starting as low as $30 a month, there's a lot of bang for the buck. Batch Leads includes unlimited list stacking, so there's never a need to buy another program or figure it out in Excel. They even include discounted skip tracing with every single plan. It's the system my team and I personally use. Use coupon code IMPACT when checking out for 50% off your first month. Batchleads.io, coupon code IMPACT for 50% off your first month.
What has you in that dollar range? Or maybe what attracted you to that dollar range versus 15, 20, 30 million bucks?
On the big stuff, it's very, very competitive. Hmm. And frankly, we're priced out. We can't compete with the big guys. So on the small stuff, again, it's us, our friends and family. So we're very competitive on the below 3 million or below 5 million.
Yeah. Talk to me about a debt structure. Maybe give me an example of what a debt structure typically looks like. I'm talking, down payment rate in terms of part of it, but really what's the AM schedule look like? The whole ball of wax there.
Yeah. So most of our deals are interest only, self-understood, we'll amortize it. That's no problem. In terms of loan to value or down payment, we look at it a little bit different than other lenders. One of the things you ask is, what's the down payment? And by the way, that's very common. That's what people ask.
Right.
We look at it slightly different. We look at it and say, what's our leverage? And about 50% of the deals we do actually don't have a down payment at all, because they're either buying it under the market value or we're blanketing other properties. So a perfect example, the deal I happen to mention to you that was a super rush closing last week, we lent 100% of the deal because the particular bar had other properties with equity in it. So we took the other properties as additional collateral.
Yeah.
So to him, he got 100% financing. We even paid the closing costs. But to us, we were like a 65, 70% leverage point. So we look at it as a leverage point or a risk profile to us, not necessarily a down payment perspective.
Yeah, no, I think that's great.
And that's how we win a lot of deals.
Well, because you're not a bank. You've got an entrepreneurial mindset about how you structure a deal.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
From all your years of experience in the commercial funding arena, what are the top two or three things you're seeing commercial investors? Where do they screw up? Where do they go wrong?
Most of it's the same thing. They grow too fast. They swallow too much. I joke around and I say more companies and individuals die today due to indigestion than starvation. So the world is losing more people because of indigestion than starvation. And it's the same thing with real estate investors. They buy one, they buy another, they buy another, they buy another. They grow too quick. There's too much leverage and not enough cash. Real estate's fantastic, but liquidity is a problem. And when things go wrong, it comes back to bite people. It's easy to make money, but unfortunately, a lot of people don't do the research and they jump on the bandwagon. There's a lot of people who are promoting buying real estate. And to be candid with you, and no offense to them, some of them don't do the due diligence correctly.
Yeah, I would agree with that assessment. Yes. You said it's easy to make money. It's easy to make money. It's hard to keep it, right? Sometimes the real estate 100%. Can be an absolute cash monster.
I have a sign on my door in my office. It says, get rich slow.
Yeah.
Most people want to get rich quick. And our mantra is get rich slow.
That's a sound mantra relative to real estate, is it not?
We stick by it.
Yeah.
It's allowed us. The reality is, I don't want to be boastful, but most of our competitors haven't survived the downturn. Most of the people, I'm guessing, watching this or listening to this, only know decreasing interest rates, only know increasing stock markets, and don't know increasing interest rates, inflation, and things like that. We've survived all of these things, and just by being a little more cautious and by pivoting when we need to.
Yeah, let's talk about what things look like going forward. We're in an increasing interest rate environment. Inflation's here, maybe here to stay for some time. It's reminiscent of, the late 70s into the 80s. So where do you think things are headed from an economic standpoint? And then what are you doing business-wise to combat that?
So, it's interesting. When I go on social media, Twitter, all LinkedIn, things like that, there's a lot of malaise, depression. People are just freaking out over the interest rate increases.
Yes.
And maybe they should, because a lot of deals have been priced to perfection. But we see tremendous opportunity. We see tremendous opportunity in this market. And the interest rate, we think the interest rate increases will open up tremendous opportunities to really for astute real estate investors to take advantage of. When the market's always going up, you're buying into an increasing market. And if the market doesn't increase, you're in trouble. But when the market fluctuates with increase in interest rates, inflation, and all of these things, there's opportunities to get deals. at a lower basis. So we think it's a fantastic market. Conversely, you know, a lot of people are going to get their lunch handed to them, and a lot of people are going to be really upset and come out losers in the market because of the interest rate increases. But again, we'll see how long it lasts. We don't know that, you know.
Correct.
But in any market, there's winners and losers. You just need to position yourself to be on the winning side.
Is this era reminiscent of the early 1980s to you at all?
You know, a lot of people are saying that. I don't know. I personally don't think it's going to be as bad as that. That was really a global, they call it the Great Recession.
Yeah.
It was a global financial crisis. I personally don't think it will be such a crisis, you know, a 1 in 50 year crisis. I think this is just a normal economic resetting.
Yeah.
And I think it's to be expected.
Tell me about you personally. What's a little known habit or something that you cannot live without that attributes to your success?
Yeah. I don't know. I probably need a psychiatrist to figure that out. You know, I have no hobbies. I have no passions. I love work. It's not really work to me. I love the profession. I like to do deals. I like real estate. I like finances. And I'm very dogged. I've been kicked down so many times in my life. I've been stomped on and beaten up through so many recessions. So I could tell you one picture and it's 100% true. And you say, oh my God, I don't know how you're still standing. I'd be in bed crying. But I could tell you another picture and you say, that's fantastic. Both are true. I guess I've learned that when I get punched in the face, and it happens to all of us, yes, I just keep going.
What's inside of you that just keep going? I mean, you've been through it so many times now. I guess, what was it early on that the first time it took place that you actually built that mindset?
I never really thought about it, but in thinking about it, I guess early on, it was I had 3 young kids. I had a wife to support. You know, they say nothing makes a person, or I don't want to, it may sound bad in today's world, but nothing makes a man more of a man than having a wife and kids to feed. But it could be a woman or it could be a man, you know, whatever. I don't want to upset anyone, but, you know, I'm guessing that fear or that, you know, I had to eat. I had to support my family. But that really was also a love of the profession and a love of the challenge and the chase and the deal. I get tremendously excited about it all. And I have to tell you, we do so much good in the world by helping real estate investors whose banks won't help them out. So we've given thousands and thousands and thousands of people opportunities to make money using our capital. Self-understood, we're not a nonprofit. We make plenty of money doing it too. I'm not saying we don't, but it's a fantastic feeling helping people and connecting with people and enabling them to change their life, whether it be supplying them the capital they need to open a business or to buy their investment property or whatever it may be.
We'll be right back in 2 minutes, but first a word from our sponsors.
I've got a question for you. Are you enjoying the podcast? I sure hope you are. And if you are, may I ask you a personal favor? Would you mind going to iTunes and leaving a written review and a 5-star review? If you do that, send me a screenshot to my office. I want to send you back a list as a thank you. It's a list of the top 20 best lists to market to in order to find motivated sellers. This list has been curated by my office over years of direct marketing to sellers. This will either shortcut your path to finding the best list to start marketing to, or it's sure to add to what's already working. You can send that screenshot of your review to marketing@realgritpodcast.com. That's marketing@realgritpodcast.com. How important is culture in your business for your team?
In our company, it's tremendously important.
What's it look like? What's your company culture look like?
People who love to work, who don't have to work, who are driven for customer satisfaction. You know, it's very common to, you pick the holiday, there's people working. And I don't want to say working. You know, you could be on the beach or on a cruise ship answering emails, but if we have a rush deal, everyone's jumping on it. Or if we have an issue in servicing, if a borrower calls us and say, hey, their contractor ripped them off, they need another $50K for whatever it may be, we work with our people. And that's how we've survived. So the reality is, in order to succeed in our company, you have to have that culture. It's really a passion, and we have a fantastic team. We're very lucky for our team.
That's great. Well, it starts with a great leadership. That's how you get the great team, right?
Well, look, in order to survive, you have to.
Correct. Let's do this. I want to move on to a final segment, what I call 4 for impact.
4 for impact.
What is your favorite quote?
I guess it's a Thomas, you know, there's so many of them, but I, if a short one, I'd have to do a Thomas Jefferson quote which is the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for my real favorite, it's a Theodore Roosevelt one. It's too long to read. It's called Man in the Arena. If you or your audience want to Google it, it's absolutely fantastic. And he talks about, it's called Man in the Arena, and he talks about the critic is outside looking in at the man in the arena who's getting beaten up and sweaty and knocked down and bloody, but the critic's criticizing him. So a fantastic, both of those are fantastic quotes, and I really try to live by both of them.
Yeah. What do you think it is that holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level?
You know, they give up too early. They think it's going to be easy. Everyone's looking for get rich quick ideas. They think it's going to be easy. The current mindset of real estate is, oh, buy a property, sell it, make a lot of money, keep doing it, rinse and repeat. And I think that's, you know, I think that gets people into trouble. People have an instantaneous mindset.
What I hear, the implication of what you're saying is they don't fall in love with the work.
Yeah. They want to get rich quick, easy. And as soon as something goes wrong, they'll abandon it.
Yeah. Well, is there, outside of real estate, is there anything you're passionate about?
We started a foundation a few years ago, and I don't want to say passionate about it, but I feel a need to do it. We're very active in the mental health space and preventing suicides. Unfortunately, suicides are skyrocketing and
they are.
Just tragic. And our foundation really, really focuses on it and does work literally throughout the world 7 days a week on suicide prevention and mental health awareness.
No, that's wonderful. Well, that leads me to my last question. You may have already answered, though. What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
You know, we really try in our office and in our lives to uplift everyone we talk to. You know, if someone calls us up, and the reality is we can't do a lot of deals that people call us up.
Sure.
So we try to give them hope and encouragement. You know, we try to not just say, oh, we can't do it, have a good day, call someone else, but say, you know, just because we can't do it doesn't mean someone else can't. Just because we don't see the future in it doesn't mean it can't be there. So we really try throughout the company to inspire people as much as we can.
Yeah, no, that's tremendous. Jack, well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on. It's fun to hear interesting perspective from a lender and how you get deals done, the undoable deals from a bank standpoint. And I know from dealing with plenty of banks, it's not because it's a bad deal, because there's plenty of bad banks. But it's amazing when you can go shop a deal at a bank and four will tell you no and one will tell you yes. And it just is mind-boggling about how they come to some of their decisions. So I know that means tremendous opportunity for you and your world. If people want to connect with you, they want to learn more about you, how can they do so?
Go to geltfinancial.com and check us out as well. You're welcome to check us out on all the social media platforms. We're fairly active and have a very big YouTube presence. And, you know, we're active on social media trying to educate people. I think you'll find if you look at our social media, 99% of it's educational.
Yeah, wonderful. We'll make sure we get that link in the show notes below.
Jack,
thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much and have a wonderful day. And I told you, I applaud you for talking about the cause. I love it. So anything I can do to help, it's my pleasure.
No, that's wonderful. Thanks so much. Hey, for everybody here at Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons, reminding you that real estate requires real grit. See you next time.
If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode.